This is Morning Edition. I'm Leah Lerner reporting WSIU News. U.S. Senator Dick Durbin and Senator Roger Wicker have reintroduced a bipartisan bill to expand study abroad opportunities for underserved American students. The measure would rename an existing State Department grant as the Senator Paul Simon Study Abroad Program, honoring the late Illinois senator who championed global education. Durbin, who is retiring at the end of this term, has pushed versions of the bill for years. The program encourages colleges to send more students to non-traditional destinations, especially developing countries, while following State Department safety guidelines. The legislation follows recommendations from a 2004 bipartisan commission created to expand study abroad access. Durbin first introduced the proposal in 2006 as the Abraham Lincoln Study Abroad Act. The goal is to increase the number of American undergraduates gaining international experience, and particularly those who might not otherwise have the opportunity. A recent study found conflict increased in some African countries after the U.S. withdrawal from a long-standing foreign aid program. Noah Iqbal spoke about the findings with the University of Chicago co-author.
President Trump last year shut down the U.S. Agency for International Development, which ran food, health, and educational access programs all over the world. Public policy professor Austin Wright found African regions that received more aid per capita experienced more battles and protests after the shutdown.
And it's not something that's occurring over, you know, a decade or something that's unfolding over a century of the building of institutions. No, this is something that collapsed in a matter of days.
USAID was the key funding partner for many African nations. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
A Winnebago County resident is no longer considered a potential case of hantavirus. Test results from the Center for Disease Control and Prevention took a few days after initial reports of the potential case. The results released yesterday did not detect hantavirus. Illinois health officials say no further public health action is needed. Read more at WSIU.org.